I mean, it just pours. The sun is out, and then it just stops. Just like a faucet. And anyhow, I caught the ship, and we, as soon as I got on that ship, it was just about dark, but I seen the whole deck is loaded with tanks. Oh. Red star painted on them. Thought, my God, where are we going? The Russian signia.
The Red Star.
The Red Star.
Oh.
So we went, we got through the canal, and we went all the way the length of South America.
Oh, right down to the Cape.
Round the Cape Horn. And I mean that Cape Horn.
How long did that take?
This was about October. Well, this ship, it was a brand new Liberty ship. But it would go up about 4 feet, and it would, I'd swear it would come back 2 feet.
Yeah.
It's the roughest.
The weather.
Oh, it's just horrible.
The
and
down
we,
there is supposed
we
to
went
just
way snow. Around the Cape.
Yeah.
It was snowing out, in fact.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought we were, you know, you guys going to south of Arctic or something.
Yeah, Antarctic.
Well, anyhow, they told us our next stop is going to be Cape Town, South Africa.
Mm.
So we went all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, we went through the Gulf, Atlantic, through the Pacific, then all the way around the Atlantic and into the Indian Ocean. Now, it took us 9 months, that one trip.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And there again, ships are being sunk. That's when they had all these U-boats in Germany.
And you didn't encounter any problems that whole 9 months? Oh,
never
were you lucky?
Never did. So anyhow, we stopped in Cape Town. It was one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in, of all the places I was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was beautiful. Big mountain there, and the city's like a horseshoe. And
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, we were there, I think, 2 days, 3 days, I forget now.
Mm-hmm.
They refueled and
mm-hmm.
took on supplies, and then we went the Persian Gulf, they said, you're going. I never heard of that. I heard of the stories of the Knights of Arabia and the Persian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So anyhow, to make a long story short, we went all the way up the Tigris River.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of the Euphrates, and the Tigris.
Euphrates.
So this is the Tigris.
Beginning of civilization.
And we went in a place called Crenshaw, Iran.
Oh, in Iran.
That's where it was being unloaded, Crenshaw.
Okay. That's where
the tanks
were unloaded?
That's where the ship was unloaded.
Oh.
They had railroad tracks, and it was mostly all desert there.
Mm-hmm.
But cold. It was almost as cold as here.
Really? I always thought of it being hot.
That's what everybody figured.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cold there. We went out, we wore our petticoats.
Yeah.
And then it was cold even.
Yeah.
Well, there was nothing there, so we take these little, you know, bumboats are. They call them bumbles.
Just
these guys come around there, watch.
Small, yeah.
Trying to sell you stuff.
Right,
peddle junk
to
the, you know. Yeah. Well, they'd come and we'd get on them, and they would take us across the river to what was the name of that place now? Basra, Iraq. That was directly across where we were, Basra.
Yeah.
And there they had a little bit doing, you know.
There was some fighting going on in Iraq then?
The Germans had just gotten driven out. It was mostly all British in there.
Oh, okay.
And then as the ship was being unloaded, it was, the tanks were all put on flat cars, and they were crossed Iraq into Russia.
Oh, by train.
Yeah,
right.
All flat cars. Oh, we had thousands of those tanks on there. And
how big that ship had to be to hold any tanks.
Wow. Well, they got down below, you know, all
the
holes were filled and deck. I don't know how many we had right on the deck. The ship was sitting about this high on the water.
So I was going to say the weight?
Yeah, it was sitting only about that high on the water on the side. We thought, well, the waves are just washing
over.
Oh, it was that part.
And how many troops were on that ship with the tanks and things? Was it a lot of troops as well? On
this, no troops.
Oh, no.
This was a merchant Oh, Liberty
this ship.
Ship
was too. Just a
merchant Liberty ship.
Oh, okay.
This was a merchant ship.
It was just hauling the
tanks. Just hauling cargo.
Oh, okay.
And this particular cargo
was tanks.
All tanks. Well, that's how Russia won their war.
Yeah.
The Americans, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They had ships lined up there waiting to get at the docks, and they had everything you can imagine, artillery pieces and ammunition and shoes. You know, one guy broke into a case of shoes. And they were all iron on the bottom for these Russian soldiers. Great big iron.
So it didn't wear through his face?
Yeah, they bought a pair of shoes. They had the last situation of the war, you know. They had to march all the way to Berlin with those things.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyhow, they had it was all British, uh-huh. and they had all the people unloading and doing all the work was from India.
Oh.
But now, as you see India, and you go to school, you see, you know, from India, these...
Yeah.
You know...
Small little people.
These guys, there wasn't anyone. We were small compared to them. There wasn't any under 6 feet, and they were like this.
You're kidding.
Huge.
Wow.
And we all, you know, kind of, holy man, he's got a big turban on, you know. Coming aboard like a beer, you know.
Yeah.
Gee, you know, almost scare a guy, you know. And so we asked the British officer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he said, they come from some mountain area in India.
Oh.
I don't know where it is, but... Somewhere's in the mountains.
Probably.
Because the ones I saw, you know,
they were all small and
weighed about 90 pounds soaking wet, you know.
Yeah.